Quote, "These are the four great facets of the Lam Rim tradition. To cite J. Rinpoche on these four effects arising from hearing, contemplating, and meditating upon a Lam Rim discourse, through it one perceives all doctrines as non-contradictory. All teachings arise as personal advice. The intent of Buddha is easily found. And one is protected from the cliff of the greatest mistake. Therefore, the wise and fortunate of India and Tibet have thoroughly relied upon this excellent legacy, known as the stages in the practices of the three spiritual beings. Who of strong mind would not be intrigued by it?" End of quote. By studying and practicing an oral tradition that takes the essence of all the scriptures, we gain the benefit of studying and practicing all the teachings. However, we must approach our study and practice correctly. This means that we must clear our mind of preconceptions and superstition, must make an attentive effort, and must attempt to maintain consistency and regularity in our practice. We should be constantly mindful of the six recognitions: that we are spiritually ill, that the enlightened ones are doctors, that the Dharma is the medicine we need, that the practice of the Dharma is like following a medical treatment, that Buddha Shakyamuni was a most kind and wise being, and finally, that his lineage of teachings is a most precious and valuable treasure for humanity. Quote, "This tradition takes the heart of all the teachings of Buddha and structures it into steps for gradual evolution through the successive experiences of the path, running through the three levels of spiritual application. What an approach to Dharma! How can its greatness ever be described?" J. Rinpoche wrote, "One session of hearing or teaching this tradition, embodying the essence of all Buddha's words, collects waves of merit equivalent to hearing or teaching all Buddha Dharma." End of quote.